Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. It's a golf course designer's perfect day. It's going to be windy across Oahu and, of course, all of the Hawaiian Islands. Windward and Mocha, partly sunny. Scattered showers during the day. Showers likely at night. And on the leeward side, south side, partly cloudy, isolated showers. High today about 89 degrees. And the trade winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. So we'll be practicing our wind game today. We've got a great group of people coming into the clubhouse. Steve Pike, award-winning golf and food and travel writer. He's at myspiketravel.com. Greg Nichols, general manager and director of golf at Ko'olina Golf Club. He's going to be with us, of course. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, Golf Week. He's going to come into the clubhouse. We're going to talk Ryder Cup. Oliver Oluquiano, founder of Island Pacific Golf Academy, moving to the Hawaii Prince Golf Club, and he's head coach at Kamehameha Schools. You know Oliver, he's going to be on the show. And Bob Bubka, voice of Golf Talk Sport, host in the grill room with Bob and Jay. He's joining us in the clubhouse as well, and we're giving away golf balls courtesy Tampa Pro Shop. That's right, TampaProShop.com. Hit them straight. Hit them for distance. It's the Bridgestone E12, and all you got to be is the ninth caller to win. Put this phone number in your phone. It's 808-545-1111. The ninth caller wins. We're going to be back with Bob Bubka after this.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood, ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him right into the clubhouse. He's Bob Bubka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. In the US, in the grill room with Bob and Jay is the name of his show. Author The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, released in first ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. And Publishers Weekly said it's for the true golf fan, the one that shoots 36 holes in subarctic temperatures and is unhappy when darkness falls or when it's drenching rain and we're out like ducks. And it's got the original foreword by Jack Nicklaus. Dozens of interviews with Ryder Cup veterans like Tom Watson, Lee Treviner, Byron Nelson, and Nick Faldo. Welcome in, Bob.
Well, you know, it almost sounds like we had a rehearsal because the segue was spectacular. You used the word generosity. I'm going to get to that. You mentioned somebody that's an absolute golf nut. I'm going to get to that. And I'm also going to get to the spirit that somebody had concerning, you know, 9/11, which we just celebrated and not too long ago. So I beg your indulgence. I didn't have time to run this by you, but I think you will enjoy it.
Okay.
I have been friends for quite a while now with a fellow by the name of Jimmy Dunn, and he doesn't like publicity, but Jimmy Dunn is a member of about 30 golf clubs. He happens to be the president of Shinnecock. He's the president of Seminole. He's as good gets. On 9/11, he had a partner in his firm, and it was Jimmy Dunn, slated to go to the Twin Towers. His partner said, "Jimmy, you take the day off. You play golf. I'll go in." Well, we all know what happened. But what people don't know is that Jimmy Dunn, there were 76 employees of his firm. He went to the families of all 76, Danielle, and said, you will continue to get the paycheck that your spouse or, you know, your husband or your wife was getting until the age of retirement. Your children will all have a college scholarship. That was what Jimmy Dunn did. Now, to show what a golf nut Jimmy Dunn is, he loves playing golf courses that don't allow cell phones. And one day he was playing Pine Valley. And his rule is, whenever he gets a call, when he gets finished, he answers the calls in the order that they come in. So he gets finished Pine Valley. He's got over 20 calls. Number 21 happened to be his wife. So he calls his wife, and she tells him what she wants. And then she says, Jimmy, just out of curiosity, who is call number 20? The one before me. He said, honey, that was the locker room man at Augusta National. I'm playing there tomorrow. I had to make that call.
That's funny. What a guy. That's amazing. Talk about generosity is right. What a man. I'm really touched by what he did. And your experiences throughout your life, Bob Bubka, have been truly inspiring. And I just have to ask you something about a couple of things that we've been watching. But maybe the most important thing right now is, as someone's idea of a good Ryder Cup pairing right now is, you know, forget about how you feel about each other. Go out and win one for the team. And that would be putting Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau together. What do you think?
Well, I think what we should do, that's a great idea. It's very original, and it wouldn't take the addition of too much equipment. On the first tee, all we would need is an arm wrestling station, and I would have those two arm wrestle first and then go out and play as a team. I mean, both those guys, believe me, I know Brooks and I know Bryson DeChambeau. They're going to play hard. They're not going to let these personal differences come into play. I think it's a bigger question, Danielle, whether Brooks Koepka gets to play or not. And that adds to another problem, because who would you automatically want to replace Brooks Koepka with? Probably off the top of Danielle's head, would be Billy Horschel. Why? Billy Horschel just won the BMW over in Europe at Wentworth.
Yeah.
And Billy Horschel went out of his way to say that he was disappointed on not being picked by Steve Stricker, but more than disappointed, he didn't even get a phone call saying, you know, Billy, you had a great year, blah, 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 you know, the traditional call that captains make. So can Steve Stricker go back to Billy Horschel now and say, play on our team? So, you know, what's really amazing, Herb Kohler, who's as an outstanding individual who owns Whistling Straits and actually owns Kohler, Wisconsin. That's why they named it after him. But anyway, he is such a great guy and has done so much for golf. And now we're getting a Ryder Cup on the horizon, and we got all this extra stuff going on. I mean, it's really crazy. And when I look at the picks, and I'd love your opinion on this, Danielle. You're very astute. When I look at the picks made by Padraig Harrington, he picks what? Garcia. He picks Lowry.
Yeah.
He picks Poulter.
Yeah.
They're all like bulldogs. And we get to the, the U.S. team, and Steve Stricker is as nice a guy as you ever want to meet. But who does he pick? He picks guys like Daniel Berger, who's more like a French poodle than a bulldog. Right. I'm sorry. And it's no slant against Daniel Berger. He's a he's a hell of a player. It's just when I look at all the American picks, they're all real nice guys. There's no Kevin Kisner. There's no Patrick Reed. I mean,
I got to interrupt you. Daniel Berger did a video. Actually, he didn't do the video. Somebody shot him saying something to the effect of, we're going to go beat him worse than ever before. You know, smash him, knock him down, kill him. Bam, boom, pow. He apparently got in a lot of trouble for saying all of that sort of stuff. And he said, what's wrong with, fans? Don't they realize that we're passionate? So there is a little bit of a bulldog, not quite the poodle, in Daniel Berger.
Yeah, no, and I didn't mean to. You know, Daniel Berger's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
And he comes from a very athletic family. I mean, his father was a hell of a tennis player, you know, so... Daniel Berger certainly can play well, but he's not going to scare anybody. You know, I mean, Scottie Scheffler, nice guy. Xander Schauffele, nice guy. Tony Finau, nice guy. Harris English, nice guy. I mean, we got the nicest team of Ryder Cup players I've ever seen assembled. So now we're going to find out, maybe. Does nice meet beat? Bulldogs, it should be a good one.
It should be a good one. Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. It's going to be great. And I'm just in awe of the number of odds that you can pick when you go, you know, just put in Ryder Cup odds on your computer on Google, and you'll find the most interesting. When we couldn't do this before, they could do it in England or the UK or wherever you could place your bets. The odds, you can pick odds for just about anything that has anything to do with the Ryder Cup. Bob Bupka, thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us this morning. Your insight is always astute. Are you going to be on Talk Sport in the UK this coming week for Ryder Cup?
I am, and I've already been told, hey, Bob, you sound like you're rooting for the European side. Let me make it perfectly clear. I want USA to win.
USA.
I'm going to be saying that with Danielle.
USA.
Hey, all thanks right. for having me on.
Absolutely. As Bob Bupka, you've got to listen to him. His show is In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. You can find it online as podcast. He's also on the radio, and he's the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. Coming back, we're going to take a dive into the world of Oliver Oliquiano. The guy has no give. I mean, he is the coach for the Kamehameha Schools. He is also the man behind the Island Pacific Golf Academy, now building out a new academy in a new location. And he's got many dreams, many hopes, and he's making them come true. We'll be back with Oliver Oliquiano after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
Rainer Garage Doors.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evie Lay. their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Ivile parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Ivile.
Power equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
He's president and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Golf Certified Instructor, Master Kids Coach, after being awarded the top 50 U.S. Kids Coach Teacher of the Year three times. His name is Oliver Oliquiano. Welcome into the clubhouse, Oliver.
Thanks, Daniel, for having me. Always, it's a pleasure being on your show.
Let's get to where you are going. I mean, we always think of you as being at Kapolei, and now you're moving and you're creating something like the Longleaf Golf Course. Tell us what your. I mean, these are great visions.
Thank you. And you know, I was honestly, I feel like I'm really blessed to be in the position that I'm at. And I don't know if you know this, but Hawaii Prince just recently got awarded Travel and Leisure Award, being one of the top 20 resort hotels in Hawaii. And for me to come up with a partnership with them and bring an academy out there, or to build an academy out there, almost identical, in fact, identical, hopefully identical to the one that's in Pinehurst at Longleaf. Dan Van Horn, the president and owner of U.S. Kids Golf, was such a blessed man. He shared with me the plans that he had to build Longleaf. And I know, I think deep inside, he kind of wants me to go ahead and fulfill that dream of building one out here, because then we would have U.S. Kids Golf on both the East Coast and all the way across to Hawaii.
Yes.
And be able to have golf camps for kids advertised throughout the nation.
So he gave you the plans to renovate the range, including the mats, the lights, the targets, everything?
Everything. And I'm just, like I said, honestly, sometimes I'm just scared, thinking I don't even know what I'm doing, but I feel like I'm around a lot of people, surrounded by a lot of people that support the project and really excited about us doing good things, because I think in the end what's going to happen is you're going to have families there, spending time at the course, getting their practice, getting their instruction, and just have a really good overall good quality facility to be at.
I think the parents are going to be jealous that the kids have all of this to take advantage of, with the indoor training, simulator bays, all the stuff that you would want to have outdoors and indoors. This is magnificent. And I shared a photo of you standing in front of, is that the building?
That is the building in North Carolina at Pinehurst. And I remember walking in there. This was like 3 years ago when I first walked into the facility, and I was in awe of the structure and what they built. And I kept thinking to myself, God, it's a dream, but if I could build something like this here in Hawaii and provide this for all the families and for all the kids and for all the students, they would really enjoy it and maybe take their game to another level and be inspired to be a really elite performer. And, I just want it out here. And so far, I think we have the odd opportunity there at Hawaii Prince.
Excellent. And the beautiful property, lots of space. Where is it going to be on the property? There's so much room on the beginning when you drive in. That's where I'm thinking. But where are you going to be?
We will still be located at the driving range. I mean, we still have plans to do a lot of things. We're going to be dropping concrete this month. Actually, it might be today or this week to lay down some mats and some dividers. We have plans for a double-decker in the future, but definitely put lights up at the range so we can stay there a little bit later at night. We want to build a pavilion there for seating so that parents aren't just sitting under trees or, you know, bringing their chairs.
Wow.
They'll have a place for them to sit, because the course has given me an opportunity to build out. Along with the facility, we'll also have a food and beverage section where we can serve snacks and drinks and perhaps beer and wine, so that parents can, while they're well, the kids are having lessons, at least enjoy the sunset and or enjoy the cool night air and just enjoy themselves.
Wow.
So.
This is a really, this is wonderful. So let's talk about some of the successes. You guys, on September 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the PGA Junior League 17 and under team were playing in the Aloha Section Championship. Tell us.
Oh, yeah, this is wonderful. I mean, every time I go to North Carolina, I'm not able to witness our team win, right? Because I'm there directing tournaments, but I always get word and I'm always connected to the team and the coaches here in Hawaii. And so our 17 under team was able to win the Aloha Section and then advance to Indian Wells. So we played at the regional at Indian Wells. I was coached by Coach Baxter Cepeda. We had Kirsten Hall on the team. We had Connor Coyano. We had Mia Cepeda. We had Linnea Park and Matthias Maffey, who all represented Hawaii. And in the first round, we did get eliminated. We missed some real key crucial putts in some of the holes. I think some of the weather and the fatigue started kicking in for some of the kids.
Yeah.
But they battled it out, although we lost. I think it was either Las Vegas or I think it was Arizona. Sorry, Arizona.
Yes, it was Arizona. Yes.
Yeah. But on the second round, on second day, we were playing for third place, and we beat San Diego by one stroke. It came down to the last putt on the last hole of a 22-foot putter, 22-foot putt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was incredible. It was a lot of fun. And I mean, it's all just like Ryder Cup format. And the parents were all into it. We were watching the scores. Coach Baxter said, hey, never give up, team. And they never did. And we took it to the end. And that was a lot of fun. And my hat's off to San Diego because they were a good team. They were a good team to battle with. And we had a lot of fun with them. The coaches over there were really good, too, to play with, play against.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So the PGA Junior League is a team format, and it's really a very cool way to get into the game and have a lot of social activity. Is there time to sign up now?
Oh, there is. There is. It's not just me. I mean, we've got lots of other facilities have it that host PGA Junior Leagues. Just go on onto the website, log in, type in your zip code, and you can find the nearest facility. I think Turtle Bay has one. I think Colina may have one. But we've got the fall season going on right now. The summer season, obviously, is a lot more busier. But the fall season is still a great way to get your child out on the course, to continue their practice, continue their play in the off season.
Yeah, it's PGAJuniorLeague.com. PGAJuniorLeague.com. Really easy. So, our U.S. Kids Golf Invitational. You do how many events do you either set up for or are in charge of on the mainland? You seem to be flying to the mainland all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? one of the cool things about being part of the U.S. Kids Golf family is that, you know, after a while of earning your keep and kind of just proving your worth out in an area, you get invited to run either regional competitions or national competitions. So, I mean, I feel blessed that I get invited to run Worlds. And I tell you, when you get to Worlds, it's a different level of players, a different level. You look at these kids and you're like, wow, these kids could be in the PGA someday, and they're just really good. They either have good coaches or they have good parents and or a bit of both that help them get to where they're at. But they're truly at an elite status. And even if they don't make the PGA, you know, just to be at that level and perhaps maybe sought out from some college scouts is just an exciting opportunity for them. And so to be able to witness some of these players, I was able to meet Alan Kournikova, Lexi Pano, some of the greatest players that are playing right now in the field. And it's just nice. And just to see that these kids are going to be someday somewhere making an impact in the world.
So instead of flying to the mainland, now the U.S. Kids Golf Invitational is going to be held here October 2nd and 3rd at the Pearl Country Club, as well as Hawaii Prince. How did this come about?
Oh, you know what? It's been a long time coming. We've been talking about it for a while, and I remember 2 years ago, the director said, you know what, our lead director said, yeah, you know what, we should do a state invitational again in Hawaii. I think we've got a lot of traction, and I think a lot of families want to go out to Hawaii. So, you know, out here, we're always trying to bring kids out to the mainland because we want them to get exposed to some of the mainland kids and see what type of level of play there is on the mainland. But now I'm doing the opposite. I'm bringing the mainland kids over here and letting them play, and hopefully our local kids can play against them. And what's nice about it, it's a two-day event. The older kids, boys 13 to 14, girls 13, 14, and boys 12, they all have the opportunity to earn AJ Performance Stars and be ranked nationally based on this event. So, I mean, there's a lot of cool things happening for them, bringing the competitors here from the mainland, elevating the level of play, and then allowing our kids to be exposed here at the same time.
So U.S. Kids Golf, the state invitational will be right here. Is that also happening here?
That is, the invitational is happening here, October 2nd and 3rd. Like you said, the 18-hole players are going to be at Pearl Country Club. And this is the first time we've had it at Pearl Country Club. I think it's going to be fun and exciting, and I know they're excited about having us there.
That's a hard course. That's a hard course.
It is. It is a hard course. And we got to the point, we were going to have it all there, but honestly, I didn't anticipate that many kids signing up. And on the first 2 days, I think, of opening registration, we had over 60 kids, and they were all registered from the mainland. They all just flocked to Hawaii and just said, I'm registering, and booked all the trips and booked all their hotels. And so we had to get in another venue. So we spoke to Hawaii Prince, and they were gracious enough to give us some space and said, hey, you know what? You can put the 9-hole players here. And so that's how we split up the venues.
So do you have any spots open?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do. We have some last-minute spots if you want to fill in. We'll take as many as we can. We're almost maxed out.
Almost. this is great. And how do people get involved in U.S. Kids?
There's several ways. You're just playing the U.S. Kids Golf tour, the local tour that I have on the summer season and winter season. And then we've also got a Maui tour. Renee Lee runs a wonderful Maui tour. She runs hers, I think, fall and spring, and she's got one running right now. So for those of you that live on Maui, play on her tour. We also have plans to open up a Big Island tour. I don't want to jump the gun, but yeah, that's my goal, is to have us on all three islands and have more kids participating in the U.S. Kids Golf Program and flying out to Pinehurst, playing in regionals in Texas and in California. I'm hoping to be at the next one at Monterey Bay, so that'll be my next event to fly out to, is to be part of that program at the Monterey Bay Regionals.
Fantastic. This is really exciting. And Oliver Aldequiano, President and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Golf Certified Instructor, and a Master Kids Coach. You have to be awarded that, the top 50 U.S. Kids Golf Teacher 3 times to become a Master Kids Coach?
Yes, 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 yes.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I mean, it's just hard work. And honestly, I don't think I do anything really special other than just be a good steward of the game and just help kids really fall in love with golf. And that's all I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that includes being the head coach over at Kamehameha Schools for the golf team, right?
Yes. And the season's coming up pretty soon, so I'm going to have to switch hats very soon.
Never a dull moment in Oliver's life. That's wonderful. So, if we'd like to get be a part of your academy, Island Pacific Golf Academy, are you still taking new students?
Yeah, we are. In fact, we're opening up more of our programs. We've got two other coaches on staff now. We've got Mark Huffman.
Yes.
Helping us out. And we also got Don Wilburn. He's PGA, helping us out. So we've got more coaches coming in. So we'll be teaching out there on the course, and we have lots of room, a lot of space for more kids to come out.
Okay, give us a phone number to call so that people can figure out how they can get their kids hooked up.
808-393-3873.
Oh,
or you can go to islandpacificgolf.com and visit us online.
I think that would be great. Islandpacificgolf.com. So simple, right? Islandpacificgolf.com. Awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you, Danielle. It's always a pleasure.
Awesome. Aloha. Ryder Cup, Ryder Cup, Ryder Cup. It's next week, and, you know, there's so many things. Plus, there were all these awards handed out this past week. There was Player of the Year. First, there was Rookie of the Year. And interesting, I felt so bad for John Rahm. It's almost like his feelings were hurt, you know, because this isn't something based on points. This is something based on votes. So the players, the PGA Tour players, they vote on the nominated players for Player of the Year. And John didn't make it. We're going to get Steve DiMiglio in here, senior writer, Golf Week USA Today. Talk with him about Ryder Cup after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
It is time to win. It's time to call. It's time to win from TampaProShop.com. Bridgestone Golf Balls. The number 545-1111. It's time to win. It's time to call. 545-1111.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Steve DiMiglio, senior writer, Golf Week USA Today. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Counting down the minutes.
Counting down the minutes is right. I mean, it's Ryder Cup. Finally. How long has it been? It's been 3 years? 4 years?
3 years, yep. 3 years, 2018.
Seems like it was a century ago. So what was your gut feeling when you saw John Rahm talk about not being given, I didn't think it was really fair, but not being given Player of the Year award?
Well, I wrote that I would have voted for Patrick Cantlay because, you know, he won four times. And yes, he didn't play well in the majors, but a win is a win is a win is a win, especially on the PGA Tour, especially after being told how hard it is to win on the PGA Tour over and over and over again, and it is. And he had four wins, and John Rahm had one. And yes, it was the U.S. Open. He likely would have won the Memorial that Patrick Cantlay won, but likely isn't a fact. He did not win Memorial. And for those who are saying he tied for the lowest score at the Tour Championship that Patrick Cantlay won because of the staggered scoring format, well, if everybody had started at the same place, they would all play differently, is how I look at it. So I don't see how, and obviously his peers, the peers voted for him. We don't know what the vote total was, but I think four beats one. And I know statistically that John led in a lot of categories and Cantlay didn't. But again, to me, the most important stat and the one that matters the most by far is the W, and he had four. So I think he'll use it as a little fire. But I don't think that John Rahm will be devastated by it. But I think he'll use it as just a little more fire to get him going.
Yeah, I know. I figured that Cantlay would be chosen as well. There was the six-hole playoff, the incredible putting at the BMW, again, Bryson and DeChambeau. I mean, it was amazing. And then the FedEx Cup, and the magic continued on the greens, and he was steady against, you know, the long drive from Bryson. It didn't impact him at all. Maybe inside it he didn't show it, and so it was a great performance, and I couldn't see not giving it to Patrick Cantlay. And if you're going to start talking about, well, the staggered format gave somebody then stop the staggered format. I've always thought that was ridiculous to begin with, but they want to make sure the top players have a better shot so that the advertisers, the sponsors, have the big guy on the top of the stage. So, you can't shoot down somebody for doing excellent work if you've created the format that they're playing in. And that's how I felt about that. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Now, what about Rookie of the Year? Now, did Will Zalatoris, was part of the prize a PGA Tour membership?
No, he had earned that beforehand. But for the first time in 20 years, someone who didn't have full PGA Tour status won Rookie of the Year. The last to do that was Charles Howell III. Will Zalatoris, I know he didn't win, and Garrett Kigo did win, and I know I said that the win is the most important stat, but when you had one win and you didn't have another top 10 finish, and you put that up against what Will did, you can see why Will won. I mean, one shot short at the Masters, took second place. He had a couple other top 10s in majors. He had eight top 10s. And he always was playing under the fact that he knew he wasn't a PGA Tour member. He couldn't become a PGA Tour member unless he won. And so he had to deal with that. And he was playing on sponsors' exemptions. He played 7 of 8 weeks one time. You know, so he was chasing this and chasing that and doing all sorts of different stuff. So he was definitely the Rookie of the Year, and he's going after his first PGA Tour title right now. He's in contention in Napa Valley, in Napa, at the Fortinet Championship. So he's picked up where he left off.
Right. The season ended and the season started.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 week off.
Do you like the wraparound season still?
Well, I mean, way back in 1995, they played 45 weeks 1 year. So this isn't new. I don't understand why it's a problem. I mean, I think every week has some sort of golf, not an official PGA Tour event, but some type of golf, I think, except for 1 week. Yeah. So tonight, my viewing pleasure will include college football and the third round of the Fortinet Championship, and hopefully Phil Mickelson makes a run. and it gives a lot more people a chance to make a living, gives a lot more people a chance to get charity dollars. So, and there's some good crowds. You know, I've been to fall events. The crowds aren't the greatest, but they're not bad, and they raise a lot of money for charity, and players get a chance to make a living. So, yeah. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, when you brought up Phil Mickelson, I just, you know, that shot off the, you hear about, I saw Bubba Watson. I think he was the first one to really impress us back at Kapalua on the 18th when he did driver off the deck after his drive off the, you know, what is it, 580 yards? Maybe not that long. Maybe it's 610 at this point. But he goes down, beautiful drive, then driver off the deck. And everybody, you know, on television, they're like, wow, it's driver off the deck. And it's almost become de rigueur, you know, let's just drive her off. But he does it from the pines. It's like under the trees. And it was a pretty amazing shot, Mr. Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, I mean, and if he hits the tree, it likely goes out of bounds and his tournament's over. You know, so this is Phil being Phil.
It was interesting. Golf Digest asked him, you know, will Phil Mickelson do driver off the deck any old where? And then they had an article, and at the underneath, Phil Mickelson said, yep. You don't usually see him replying to anything on Twitter. You know, he generates stuff. So I thought that was perfectly said. All right. So John Rahm, what was he doing playing this week? Shouldn't he have been, after having the tummy and everything, shouldn't he have just gone straight to Whistling Straits and gotten comfortable? What was up with that?
I don't know. I don't know when his stomach ailments started. I think they started Monday.
Mm.
And his management group, he's part of the management group that runs the golf tournament, and he likes to play going into big events. And if you're going to play anywhere, plus he wanted to get out of the heat of Arizona. That was one of the reasons. So he, instead of being in Arizona, he was up in Napa, California. And so that was at least a 20-degree difference. And he might have just said, hey, I hadn't played. I'd like to play. And you know, I had a nice week off after the Tour Championship. I'll go play, and then we'll get ready to go to the Ryder Cup. So he said he was fine after yesterday. He missed the cut, but he said he's fine. And I don't know when Team Europe is going to land. I think they'll meet up at the Green Bay Airport on Sunday, and then the whole week starts.
All right. So that's when everybody is together again. Did you like the picks of the European team, the Sergio Garcia, Ian Poulter, Shane Lowry picks?
Well, I thought he would go with Justin Rose instead of Shane Lowry, but I'm not going to, it's not a hill I'm going to die on. I mean, Lowry is very good golf as well, and he's long too as well, and that golf course is going to suit the longer players. The longer players are going to have a big advantage at Whistling Straits.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sergio, you know, earlier in the year, Patrick Harrington had said Sergio would have to lose a limb not to be picked. And you knew Poulter, he was going to pick Poulter as well. So it came down to Lowry and Justin Rose, and he picked Lowry. So, I mean, obviously Sergio can play with anybody and make a team super. Poulter can play with anybody and make a team super. Lowry can play with just about anybody. So it's, very good picks, but
very good picks. So we're having, losing you a little bit. You're coming on strong and then drifting away, so I'm not sure if our connection is that good, but I certainly wanted to ask you about one possibility. Someone suggested Butch Harmon, you know, that the best pairing would be maybe not the best, but a good pairing would be Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. You know, forget about your differences, win one for the team. Your thoughts?
Well, I can see where he's coming from, and I can understand what Butch is saying, but it would never happen. They will put their differences aside, but they won't get side by side. I mean, and again, this isn't new. I mean, there was a time before the 2014 Ryder Cup, Graham McDowell's management group was in a lawsuit and in court with Rory McIlroy, and they were on the same Ryder Cup team. Patrick Harrington, Sergio Garcia certainly had their differences that they have patched up since. But for that 1 week, they put it aside. Rory and McDowell put it aside. And obviously not everybody in the American team has ever has liked all the American teams going back to the 20s and 30s. So this isn't new, but, you know, they will put their differences aside, and they will be there for team, for flag, for country, and captain and teammate. They're just going to have to do it from afar. And, you know, if Brooks's wrist is fine, he says it is, he'll be a very good player there. And I think Bryson DeChambeau is going to be a very good player there, too. So I wouldn't pair them, but I don't think it's going to be a problem as well.
Yeah. Okay. It's a perfect golf course for them. I mean, it's absolutely, Whistling Straits, doesn't matter whether you go straight. You know, there's the fairways are generous. Wide open spaces. Paul Azinger took Koepka publicly to task for saying that he wasn't comfortable in team formats. He's not a natural team player. He's not accustomed to being told, you know, when to eat, when to sleep. No naps, when to practice, how to practice. And, you know, Paul basically said, hey, you don't like it? Go away. Leave. Let somebody else play. Do you think that Koepka was speaking quite that serious? I mean, obviously you can say this is something that I'm not comfortable with, but it didn't sound to me like he really didn't want to play on the team.
Well, my take is I don't understand all the hoopla over what Brooks Koepka said. he's a matter of fact. He's honest. And he just honestly said it's difficult for him, and it's difficult. He's not the only one that finds it difficult. I mean, these guys are individuals for 51 weeks out of the year. And 1 week they become as a team. He was just talking about it's not easy just to become teammates. It's not easy just to adapt. And he just said it was difficult. He didn't say he hated it. He didn't say he didn't like it. I don't know where that comes from. I was there in 16 at Hazeltine when he made his debut there, and Brooks. And I saw the passion that he played for. I was there in Paris, the same passion that he played for in Paris as well. He'll have the same passion here at Whistling Straits. So I think they blew it out of proportion. I don't think I was not offended at the least bit of what Brooks said. And I would be surprised if anybody on Team USA was offended by it.
Yeah.
He has done the rehab. He's done the work. He's back after his wrist injury. He will be there, and he will be one of the 12 strong. And I don't think Stricker has any doubts about that. Captain Stricker has no doubts about that.
Right on. So if you were at Ryder Cup 2016, you saw the singles on Sunday with Rory McIlroy versus Patrick Reed?
That was, interesting. That might have been the best, I don't know, hour and a half of golf I've ever seen live. And then it filtered out. It petered out. Of course, those guys couldn't keep doing what they were doing. But at that time, then you had Mickelson and Sergio doing what they were doing against each other, and I think they combined for 18 birdies, and they have their match. So, for you know, if you were fortunate enough to be there, you might have seen the best eight holes that you're ever going to see with what Reed and McIlroy did. And then what Mickelson and Sergio did, it was just phenomenal. That's what the Ryder Cup does. And then, you know, obviously it's the loudest. The only other places that I've heard noise on the same level is at Augusta. It's something else at the Ryder Cup.
Wow. Well, I'm grinning from ear to ear. How does the course look?
Well, it's supposed to be in fine shape. The rough is down, it looks like. and again, it's going to be weather dependent. If there's no wind, I would not want to be Europe. I mean, if there's no wind, the advantage that the Americans have in length will bear out. And if it becomes a shooting gallery, USA is going to feel really good. If there's wind, it will equalize things moreover. And right now, there's supposed to be 10 to 15 mile an hour winds every day. But again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know, 6 days from now, 7 days from now. And it's by Lake Michigan, so a whole lot of things can change. There doesn't look to be any water in the forecast right now, so that's always a good thing. But again, you're by a Lake Michigan, so the weather can change on a dime. But the course, I mean, they're going to play it a little shorter than they did in 2015 PGA Championship that Jason Day, long hitter, won. But it's still going to play about 7,300 yards. And if there's wind, holes are going to play into the wind. Some holes will play down the wind. There'll be plenty of crosswinds that are always gives the players fits. But yeah, the course is good. It's in great shape right now.
It's in great shape. It's awesome. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, Golf Week, and of course, USA Today. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's always fun talking with you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Have a great one. Great Ryder Cup. Yeehaw! USA, USA, okay? Okay. We're going to come back. We've got Greg Nichols checking in because we're doing something for Folds of Honor all year long in Hawaii. I mean, our PGAs are always busy. Not only do they take care of the store, the course, oversee everything, but they also do things for others. And this is a real giving trip. So we're looking forward to talking with Greg Nichols after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
Rainer Garage Doors.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few hundred dollars. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers, too.
Derek, congratulations. Derek and Kona, you are the winner. Thank you to Tampa Pro Shop for providing us with the Bridgestone golf balls. They're going to be on the way to you, Derek. Thank you for listening to The Golf Club every Saturday morning. Thanks so much. We'll be back with Greg Nichols after this.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Don't you hate it when that happens? I mean, it's just not fair. We've got Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf, Ko'olina Golf Resort, Patriot Golf Year is what I'm calling it. Folds of Honor, welcome into the clubhouse, Greg.
Hi, good morning, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. You PGAs are really busy all year long. And I was just looking, you know, we talked in June and July and part of August about Patriot Golf Day and, you know, raising money. But then it became Patriot Golf Month. And really all year long, your guys are putting things together, like Travis Jugger at Turtle Bay planning for that tournament that it was going to be in September. But darn it, you know, that darn COVID thing always kind of changing the variants, changing, wrecking havoc with our lives. But we can wait. We're looking for, what is your planning to do? What's the plan?
Well, as you mentioned, it's been a year-long effort on behalf of Patriot Golf Month, which, you know, for your listeners, all the funds go back to the Folds of Honor and PGA Hope, Danielle, which, again, creates educational scholarships for families of military heroes who have either been killed or severely injured in service to their country. And, you know, your son is one of our proud military members. I know how proud you are of him, and mm-hmm. he does a great job serving our country. But what's coming up for Travis and Turtle Bay is we are planning an event that will be led by PGA professionals, but it'll engage the entire community, and we're trying to reach out to the military community as well to represent that day. But again, it's an opportunity to raise some more funds for the Folds of Honor, and that'll probably be in November. Unfortunately, you know, it was originally, as you mentioned, planned for September. We've had to move it, but it's fine. It gives us more time for planning. It's good.
It is. It's wonderful. It's kind of working out that way. We have another event that's going to be Veterans Day weekend, and that's fabulous. But tell us, for Turtle Bay, is anybody available? Can they, you know, they're available? Can they sign up to participate in the tournament?
Danielle, for anybody that's interested, please have them reach out to, they can reach out directly to Travis Jugger, who is the director of golf at Turtle Bay Golf Club. We have not gone live with the tournament flyer yet. That'll come out probably mid-October, so be on the lookout for that. But it's going to be six-person teams, and then we'll divide into two three-person teams. But the whole idea, it's to have, you know, fun and raise money. Travis has got some really fun things planned after the 18-hole event. I'm not sure if you know it, your listeners, that he's got a great putting golf course, putting course up there. So we're going to try to identify the best putter in the crowd. And that's maybe after a couple of beverages. So we'll see how nerves hold up.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun. That's a really wonderful putting course. That's fabulous. A great idea because, you know, anybody can go out and get a little exercise on the putting green with the little ones or the big ones or, you know, in the evening hours, you have a few drinks and you can place a little bet here and there about who can do what.
It doesn't take strength to be a great putter. It just takes nerves. And everybody, as you say, everybody in the field could be a great putter. And so we're going to have some fun. But you also mentioned Veterans Day. I know Ron Huffman, another PGA professional on Maui, he has held a tournament on Veterans Day every year since Patriot Golf Day began. And he's doing a great job on Maui, along with Rick Castillo and Michael Taylor and all the great guys on Maui. But then on Kauai, they also have had a major event over the last, I want to say, 3 years, Danielle. And they do a really tremendous golf tournament each year. It's been led by Doug Sutter and Tommy Freestone over there. Steve Murphy, another PGA professional, is always involved. And that's at the Princeville Resort, and that's coming up in mid-October. So if any of your Kauai listeners want to get involved, please have them reach out to Doug Sutter at Princeville Mackay. Tom Freestone has moved on to become the PGA professional at Hokuala. And, you know, he's always been what we call a wingman for the effort, Danielle. So we want to give a shout out to both of those guys.
Absolutely.
Well.
And I had a playing lesson with Tom Freestone. He's such a great person. And he's so patient and gentle, and you know, he just kind of guides you, and he's reassuring. He tells you what you've done right, how you could do something better. Nothing's ever wrong.
No, that's me. Hey, Tommy's a great DJ professional, and he's got a great patience, but he's also got a lot of enthusiasm, and he's done a tremendous job, and I'm excited that he got his first head position.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he told you, Danielle? What was the nugget that you took away from that lesson? Do you remember?
No, right now, that was 10 years ago.
Okay.
You know.
All right, you're still playing. That's a good sign.
Yes. You also have Folds of Honor merchandise for people who aren't playing but want to support the Patriot Golf Day, month, year, and, of course, PGA Reach. So Folds of Honor merchandise, where can we find that?
You know, a lot of different golf shops are still selling a T-shirt. Rick Castillo and Maui T-shirt Company put together a program this year that we offered a co-logo T-shirt with the Folds of Honor and the Aloha Section PGA logo. I think it's still available at Hawaii Kai, on Oahu at Hawaii Kai. We still have some T-shirts here at Ko'olina. It's offered on Maui and some different places on Kauai. But I think Wailea and Princeville both sell Folds of Honor gear throughout the year. So if you're anywhere near those facilities, you can certainly pick it up. But you can also go online. Go online to the Folds of Honor. If you want to find out more about it, they've got a great website. And it really explains the story, the backstory of why the Folds of Honor came about. And, you know, the great story with our friend Dan Rooney and how it was created and the great mission of the Folds of Honor.
Yes.
Which we support.
Absolutely. And it was so smart for Folds of Honor and PGA of America, PGA Reach to come together, because you're trying to do the same thing, and working together makes you stronger, I think.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It serves several great causes. You know, the veterans, you can't do enough for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're so appreciative. I'm a proud Army brat. You know, I wouldn't be here in Hawaii if it wasn't for my father and his service. And he served, and my dad just turned 98 this past week, Danielle. And he was proud to serve in World War II. He was in England during D-Day.
Wow.
He went over right after the first forces landed, and he was an Army medic, and so he took care of a lot of the people that had been injured in that great effort.
Yes.
On our part to free the world from
tyranny.
From Hitler, and then he also served in Korea and served in Vietnam. And again, just very proud of him, of his career.
Wow!
And so it's a pleasure for me to be involved personally. And I think, you know, you get it with your
my
son's
sunshine.
And,
yes. Yeah. So Steve Murphy let me know that he had his event over at Kiahuna, and he wanted to thank all the guys at Kiahuna and the owners for their continued support of Folds of Honor. They did theirs over the Labor Day weekend, raised money while conforming to all the state and city and county rules. Some veterans played, honored for their service at Kiahuna. Thank you so much. I'm reaching out to Tom Freestone at, of course, Hoku Ala to find out what he's going to be doing. I know he is. And Michael Taylor, operations manager at Wailea, just going to get everybody and talk to him. And I know the money that Steve Murphy raised probably isn't in this final number, but how much have you raised already this year?
Yeah, thanks, Danielle. You know, we beat our last year. We were very excited. We had a record year last year, which we raised about $78,000. We have already raised over that this year. We're close, just under $80,000 this year, and with several different events, we're hoping that we can raise close to $100,000 this year, Daniel.
Fabulous.
So that's been the effort of, you know, 200 PGA professionals and apprentices across the state. It's really been a team effort, and just so happy and proud of all of our members that have stepped up and facilities. We can't do it without the members and the boards of the various facilities agreeing to host something. So very, very happy. By the way, Danielle, I know this week I can't get off the air without talking about the Ryder Cups coming up this next week. So I'm so excited. I hope all your listeners will tune in and root for USA and
USA and, USA USA. Yes.
It should be great. I'm excited to see Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau hopefully pair up together. Wouldn't that be great?
We've been talking about that. Yes. Bob Bubka suggested they have an arm wrestling at the beginning, right on the first tee, just to get that out of the way, so they can, you know, get it out of their system. But I don't know about the arm wrestling because, you know, Brooks's wrist. We want to keep that one.
Oh yeah, right. Well, yeah, no, he's ready to go.
He is.
Yeah, he's ready to go, and he's gonna play great.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought it up. Have you been to a Ryder Cup?
Yeah, you know, a good friend of mine on the tour, along with I've got two great buddies, Scott Simpson and Paul Azing, and Paul invited my wife Cindy and I to Valhalla.
Ooh, wow.
Which was just an incredible event. You know, we'd been talking about it with Paul for years. He knew he was going to be a Ryder Cup captain, and he really invested. Not only he, I want to call out his wife, Tony, because it was the two of them together over really about a year and a half. Once you find out you're captain, there's so much behind-the-scenes stuff that they do, Danielle, to make it a successful event and, you know, to take care of all the team and players and press and media and all this stuff. And it was a great thrill to be there with them, and especially – you know, to win, that's icing on the top of the cake. It's just it's a fabulous event. If anybody can ever get close and attend the Ryder Cup, I'd really encourage them to do it. It's a great patriotic event on both sides. I'll never forget riding out on the bus to the golf course, and we had a whole lot of European fans, and they kept singing, you know, ole, ole.
Yes.
And we started singing, "She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes." You know, we're trying to... It went back and forth between American songs and European songs. It was just a great thrill.
Great thrill. Wonderful. Thank you for taking us there. Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf, Ko'olina Golf Resort. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Danielle, for all you do.
Aloha. Okay, we're going to bring in our next guest, Steve Pike, and he is an award-winning travel writer. And, of course, he covers golf courses. And one of the courses we're going to talk about, of course, is Whistling Straits. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
Rainer Garage Doors.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Steve Pike, owner and editor. This is Pike's Peaks. I love that. Spike's Peaks, The Art of Travel. Award-winning travel, food, all kinds of things. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You listen to the people that Steve Pike has played golf with. Okay? Arnold Palmer, Nancy Lopez, Alice Cooper, Joe DiMaggio, and George Brett, and Jimmy Buffett. He's interviewed former President Donald Trump, Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Jack Nicklaus, gold medalist Scott Hamilton. Wow. Tell me, which one of those interviews was like the one that sticks in your mind the most?
Well, I'd have to say probably Muhammad Ali. It's not anything to do really on the golf side, although it was a golf event that he was at. But I got into a private room with him and just a few of his people, and you realize you're there with the most famous man in the world, and it's a little bit humbling, and you get chills today just thinking about it.
You know, I was just hearing someone talk about Muhammad Ali and what a showman he was. And what a consummate promoter of himself that he was. Not in an egregious way, just that he was everywhere all the time and doing things all the time. Come on down. Come, you know, it's like an amazing person.
He was, and he sat in that room that day that that I was with him or with him with some other people, and there were some small kids in the room, and they had no idea who he was, what he meant to the world. And he was doing magic tricks for them. And he just thought that was the greatest thing in the world. And they thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And it was amazing just to see this larger-than-life figure enjoy being around these little kids and watch in amazement and awe that he would do these tricks while you're just watching in awe of this man who changed the world.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's like watching Grandpa, and you know that Grandpa's been to the moon and back.
Exactly. Exactly. And I would say probably, without going into a whole lot of detail, I was fortunate enough to know DiMaggio the last few years of his life, and he was quite a figure. He was quite a character. You never really knew what to expect, but... at the end of the day, he always remembered he was the Yankee Clipper, and 50 years after he retired, he would walk into a room and people would stand up and applaud, and it was quite a thing to see.
I bet, and I'm just when it comes to baseball, what is it about baseball? I mean, I love sports, but baseball, there's something inside me that it just pulls on my heart. We talk about the greats of baseball.
It does, and I think, and I certainly can't repeat it, nor would I try, but if you go back to listen to the James Earl Jones speech in Field of Dreams, you know, baseball is all that's right and whatever will be again. That speech, I think, tells you all you need to know about baseball. It's woven in our DNA. Baseball is life. Everything is perfectly laid out. Everything has to be done correctly, and so I think baseball is in a lot of ways, I'm not sure of the word and analogy, but it's woven into the fabric of America and has been for now 150 some odd years.
Wow, perfectly put. Steve Pike is owner and editor. And it's Spike's Peaks, The Art of Travel.
MySpikeTravel.com.
MySpikeTravel.com. And
that's correct.
And as a travel, culinary, and golf writer, Spike has climbed volcanoes in the Canary Islands, swam with the sharks off Guadalupe Island, ascended the Great Wall of China, dived Australia's Great Barrier Reef, teed off in the Austrian Alps, shared single malt scotch with Sir Michael Bonaloc at the Royal Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews, Scotland. I want to be in St. Andrews, Scotland and share a single malt scotch with Sir Mike.
he's a fine man, and I'm sure if you went over there, he would welcome me with open arms.
What a guy. So transforming Whistling Straits, I had no idea that it was an abandoned Army air base before it became this amazing golf course.
Yeah, there was lots of places up there that were abandoned or, unused pieces of land. And Whistling Straits was one. Talk about another one just briefly over in Scotland is Machrahanish. It sits on it sits next to what was an abandoned joint U.S. Air Force RAF air base, one of the most remote remote air bases in the world. And some say it's still abandoned. Others say that was still operational. It's supposed to be a secret, but it's not. Lots of stories behind that. But what Pete did with Whistling Straits, the Straits course itself, was really you're looking at Pete Dye Unleashed, where Pete could basically do whatever he wanted and created an amazing golf course. And I think what gets lost in everything with Whistling Straits, and I hope we see it next week a little bit at the Ryder Cup too, is the Straits course and the Irish course, which sits next to it, tremendous courses. But once you go back about 5 miles to the American Club and to the other facilities that Kohler owns, there's three other outstanding golf courses, the River, Meadows, and the new 10-hole par 3 Bass course. So there's a lot of golf to be played up in Kohler, Wisconsin.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that large of a facility.
So like I said, the Whistling Straits, the two courses, the Straits course and the Irish course sit side by side. And then if you go about 5 miles away from those two courses, it's where the American Club Hotel, and there's another hotel there. I think it's called Woodbury Lake, the Inn at Lake Woodbury, or Lake Wood Lake, and the other courses, and the river course is probably my favorite of those courses too. It's another Pete Dye course, which is a lot of fun to play.
Well, I'm glad you said there's something fun, because there's something about Whistling Straits and its 1,012 bunkers that puts me off.
Yeah, well, it's not the bunkers so much sometimes as it is the wind, and you have to be able to, and this plays into the bunkers a little bit, you have to be able to hit, you have to be very accurate off the tee. You have to be able to know what side of the fairway you want to hit in order to get where you want to be with on the green on your second shot, or at least maybe have a chance to go for the green on the par fives with your second shot. It's very much a second shot golf course, and I think we'll see that primarily on the 18th hole on the Straits course, which is I think it'll play. It's par four, but it's liable to play close to 500 yards. Downhill slightly, but it's got hazards all the way through it. And if you want to choose the left side of the fairway, that's fine, but you better be very accurate, because that's the shorter side. If you want to choose the longer side, it's a more safe side to be on, for example, but it's a much longer shot to get to that green.
Wow, so that would be something Bryson DeChambeau should stay on, that safer side. Even though it's a longer side, it wouldn't mean anything to him with his length.
Well, maybe not. It just sort of depends on accuracy too. And like I said, a lot depends on the wind that, you know, on that course, because it sits hard against Lake Michigan, and the course and the hole before it, which is a par three, which if memory serves, it's about a 240-250 yard par three from the back tips, and there's basically no bailout room. So again, you have to be very accurate. And in a match play, as you might get into on the final round on Sunday, or in some of the other rounds too, you have to decide what you want to do based on your standing in the match.
Yeah.
So it's an excellent match play course, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Got it. An excellent match play course. Awesome. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Whistling Straits. I can't believe it's Stream Song's 10th anniversary already.
It will be its 10th anniversary, actually, December of 2022, but it plans to celebrate it all through all through next year, yes.
Yeah. So you were talking with the director of agronomy about this. Is it Mach 1 grass?
It's Mach 1 grass. It's Mach 1 grass that they put on the greens, on the red and blue course. It's got virtually no seeding that you can see. So everything goes very, everything rolls very smooth, and it rolls very true. And it grows in very well in the heat. Rusty Mercer, who's the director of agronomy, was saying that they had, there were some challenges to it, and there's still some challenges to it, but, they're working everything out, and, probably, it just is now completing its first year on those two courses, and it'll start its second year of growth next month. So give it another 6 or 8 months, and it's going to be even better than it is right now.
So you talk about it doing well in the heat, given the climate and things mm-hmm. with heat. Is this a new type of grass, this Mach 1?
It's a newer type of grass that was developed by a well-known superintendent up in Memphis. And it was up in one or two of the courses that he did up in the Memphis area, and a company, a turf grass company, found out about it or worked with him to develop this grass, and then brought it to Streamsong, and Streamsong went to them. I'm not sure the exact story of that. And about 2 years ago, something like that, they planted some just experimentally in part of on part of the property there in Central Florida to see how it would grow. They liked it, and then they decided to reseed it on the red and blue courses.
Wow!
And that would have been, they opened that up a year ago. Would have been a year ago next month. But, yeah, it's got very little grain to it. I mean, all grasses have grain, but this has grain that you virtually don't notice.
Wow.
And it holds up well, and it's a fun grass to putt on.
Yeah, I bet. If it has no grain, lovely. And this is an interesting course that Greg Norman is building, Rancho San Lucas Golf Club.
Right, it's about a year old now. It's down in Cabo. It's one of Norman's better courses, or maybe his best course, I would think, because it's built basically in between these giant sand dunes that play along the Pacific Ocean. And the main features to those are you almost don't see, or there's some holes where you don't see anything else but those sand dunes. You're playing like through those sand dunes to the next hole, and it's also got a par three island green on the 17th hole. But it's a beautiful golf course. They've done a great job with it, and it's part of a resort development community that's all for a first class resort and first class private club and community that they have down in Cabo.
So that's all grown in then. It's open and being played on.
It's open and being played on now for guests of the resort, Grand Solmar, and for the club members, yes.
Wow. I thought it was interesting that it goes through three different ecosystems.
it goes through... It goes up, it winds up through the arroyos, it starts down, by the water, and then goes up through the arroyos, and then back down through those, canyons isn't the right way to put it, but then back down through those giant sand dunes.
Yeah, and the cactus forest. Don't forget the cactus forest.
And the cactus forest too. It's sort of like it's not exactly the same thing, but it's sort of like all the ecosystems that you would get on the big islands.
Yeah.
You know, they're condensed into about 300 acres, 200 acres, something like that.
Wow. And when was the last time you were here?
2013.
Wow, not that long ago.
not that long ago. It was a brief trip. It was in on a Wednesday and out on a Sunday.
Oh, that's too brief. That's like jet lag. Yeah, boom. Yeah. You just get accustomed to the time and you were off again. But that's what you do. You're a constant traveler of the globe, bringing us all this information. We have about a minute left in the show. And
okay.
I wanted to ask you, in one post that you provided, in a sign that perhaps a course correction is underway in a post-pandemic world, golf data tech reports rounds played in the U.S. this past July dropped 3.9% versus last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that's a trend or just the fact that we were all going back to school?
Well, I think it's a trend that you can't keep up that record pace every month. It's not possible. And I think it's a trend that, or it's an indication that people were finding more to do this past July than just play golf. Whereas the previous July, because of the pandemic, there wasn't a whole lot to do outside. Golf courses were the safest place to be. And you can't keep setting records, participation records, and rounds played records every month. Pretty soon there has to be a slowdown or a drop off to that. And I think that correction is part of what we're still waiting to see, and it'll probably be close to two more quarters, perhaps three, before golf kind of figures out whether all of the records that it set in equipment sales and participation and along those lines, if that was a result of pent-up demand or how much of that is actually sustainable. We're still a long way from finding that out. The key now is for the golf industry to figure out what it's done right and to keep the people who helped set those records stay in the game.
Awesome. You are Steve Pike. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Steve. You can find Steve Pike, award-winning travel, golf, food, sports writer, always looking for the next great story or adventure at myspiketravel.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
And thank you to our sponsors, MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters. You need help from MD Restoration at any time of the day, right away. Give them a call. The number is 528-3434. If disaster strikes your home, and I certainly hope not, or your office, call MD Restoration, licensed contractors. They'll do your cleanup, and they can do your repair as well. 528-3434. Aloha Power Equipment Sand Island store has moved. Yes, indeed. And it has opened. Aloha Power Equipment is no longer at Sand Island. They have the new mega store. It's across from Home Depot's Evile parking structure. This is a soft opening, but you'll find all of the Aloha Power Equipment you've come to expect to find. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, and a whole lot more. Aloha Power Equipment has it all. And the Waipahu store, yes, it is open. So is the new Aloha Power Equipment Megastore on Alakava on the Eva side. That's right across from the Home Depot parking structure. Rainer Doors, RainerDoorsHawaiiDoor.com to beautify your home, protect your home from the elements, and keep your loved ones safe. Get a new Rainer garage door, and it's quiet. Yes, it can be a raised panel style or recessed panel or garage house design or flush styling with unmatched strength and durability, and it's quiet. Have a new garage door installed, a Rainer overhead door. Call 808-676-3667. By the way, that is 808-676-DOOR. And Sioux Electric's been a leader for 40 years in our community. They need a few good electricians. Call Sioux Electric, and their number is 842 1944, extension 23. 842-1944, extension 23. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. We're radiogolfclub.com for podcast or stream. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.